She said we would get to the top first. And we did. The witch helped to make camping fun for everyone. One night, the cook couldn't get the campfire going. It looked as if we would not have a weenie roast that night. Our good witch came to the rescue. Having a witch at camp makes a big difference. It was turning out to be a wonderful vacation. Our witch was there the day I wanted to go riding. There was just one horse left. The kids called her Old Nelly Bones. I called her Nelly the Great. And she was. When we wanted to go sailing, the witch found a sailboat. Just the right size for us. One day I took out a rowboat so my brother could go fishing. He wasn't having much luck until... The witch let him use her broom for a fishing pole. After a while, the witch went ashore to take a nap. We were having so much fun that we didn't see where we were going. There was a waterfall ahead and we couldn't stop. We tried the witch's broom. It only works for witches. I wished for the witch as hard as I could. Back at the camp, the witch woke up. She knew we were in trouble. But she didn't have her broom. How could she get to us in time? In a wink, she changed the water to ice. And rushed to save us. Good old witch. We flew back to camp. The witch changed the ice back to water, and we celebrated by having a swimming party. It was the best vacation ever, thanks to our witch.
Yeah. Love. Send kids for food where the changes move. Spring is here. Reproductive plan. He's a one who likes all our pretty songs and likes to sing at home and likes to shoot his gun. But you don't know what it means. You don't know what it means to love someone.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
but I worship and fall idol of lightness. Warning Latif, I don't hide behind a mic check.
Can't let you expect to own me, or just act all like you know me. Did dirt all by my lonely. Let me give my testimony. Can't let you expect to own me, or act all like you know me. Did dirt all by my lonely. Let me give my testimony.
Roots deep in the town, but known the whole world round. Still with the skyline high. Claim my junior high, won the contest, best eyes. Now I look around wiser, still focused on the prize. But nowadays I realize mine's colonized. Still a heavy dose of genocide, but epitomized. Riding in the five with the diamond in the lie. On the side that'll fly at the first sign of difficult times. Not surprising, still I stay top qualified. Even while the tide's rising, and somehow I stay smiling. Even with the world swirling with violence. Cause while no man is an island, I'm still so proud of what's behind my eyelids.
Can't let you expect to own me, or just act all like you know me. Did dirt all by my lonely. Let me give my testimony. Can't let you expect to own me, or act all like you know me. Did dirt all by my lonely. Let me give my testimony. My life, my rights. This is my testimony. My days, my nights. This is my testimony. Always. This is my testimony. Alright, long, alright.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wayne and Jane Hancock. You know what? When I'm in San Francisco, I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
They wrote some pretty silly songs back in those
days. They wrote some
days,
silly songs. Look at this one. It was done by Ishka Bibble with the old professor, Kay Kaiser.
Evening, folks. Hi, y'all.
Come on, chill and yes, dance.
Come on, Evie. Let's dive into that itty bitty poo.
All right, with the three itty fitties.
In the meadow with the itty bitty poo. Fancy itty fitties and the mama fitty foo. Fim said the mama fitty fim if you fam. And they fam, fam, fam all over the dam.
A boop, boop, did em, bottom, want em, shoo.
A boop, boop, did em, bottom, want em, shoo. A boop, boop, did em, bottom, want em, shoo. And they fam, fam, fam all over the dam.
Oh, words of wisdom, right?
What makes those time-worn memories seem so fantastically swell? Well, I guess only time will tell.
What do you say we go over and talk with our guest? All right, Evie?
Thank you. any touch of these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Look at the blueprints as they disappear. Gaze at the blank space to with all our fears. To make a move could be devastation. To take a chance is the way to face them. Making a choice to take a different road. You want a revolution?
Yeah!
You gotta make a difference on your own.
Want a revolution?
Yeah!
Stand up, stand out and make it known.
Want a revolution?
Yeah!
You gotta make a difference on your own.
Want a revolution?
Yeah!
Stand up, stand out and make it known.
A new state, renovation, a new day. Brings rejuvenation these days. Another way, no replay, no replay. I think about it this way. Time's up, how can I say that's okay? Too late, I should have, could have, maybe. Why wait? But in the end it could be my last big mistake.
You want a revolution?
Yeah!
You gotta make a difference on your own.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal. Protonic
reversal. With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
This one's for the Cardiff crew. 1, 2, 3, 4!
We get blind. We are the innocent. We get bright. Lies are told about us when we're in court. You know that justice is never sought. We're victims of society. Lies are told, but no one sees. Victims of society. Can't you see? They're after you and me. See it on the news. Law and disorder. All the media choose. Only show the hooligans. Only show the fucks. Makes for better talent. Makes us look mugs. Victims of society. Lies are told. No one sees. Victims of society. Can't you see? They're after you and me.
In the pale moonlight, now you think it's right to return to the scene of the crime. Though you killed my sleep, keeping me out late, and your fatal charm really sealed my fate. You can hardly wait to return to the scene of the crime. With the aid of your the result of which is you simply itch to return to the scene of the crime. Love. fever pitch and you took my heart. The result of which is you simply itch to return to the scene of the crime. Baby, I'm with you, so let's return to the scene of the crime.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
You can be clean, you can be keen, you can work like a dog round the clock. You find it's tough to sell enough to each tavern and store in every block. Well, there's a way to move the brew faster. There's a way to make you the selling master. Be shelf conscious, I said, shelf conscious. You've got to think of display. Be shelf conscious, always shelf conscious. If you want your business to pay, get the Falstaff up to the eye level. That's a buy level, spelled B-U-Y. Don't let competition grab the best position. You never get ahead by acting shy. Be shelf conscious, never self-conscious. Get out in front to stay. You can pay off that mortgage, get a new car, keep the kids in college, be a star. If you think display and position and frontage, all
England, Scotland, Wales, our island. We nice up the whole of United Kingdom.
Thank you.
someone else again.
Thank you.
Nose Hair Lakeland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Well, I rambled round from town to town. And I rambled round from town to town. And they herded us wild like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante men? A vigilante man. Tell me why does a vigilante man carry that sort of shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? Have you seen vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a fraternity boy. And God, I'm glad that I'm not one. Oh, tell your children, child. Not to do what I have done. Don't spend your life in pain and misery.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories' research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punch cards, the computer says,
"He saw the cat."
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards,
"He saw the cat,"
the computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punch cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
"Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
"To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep."
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
"Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two."
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.